Don't try telling Catherine Lanen that excitement isn't important. She spent much of her time at the convention handing out noisemakers to make the convention hall just that much louder.
Woo! Bill White for governor! Free clackers! Oh, we have crackers. There you go.
She voted for Obama. She's a diehard Democrat. But it's going to take more people than just those who fit that description for Bill White to win in November. So what does she think will make more people vote for a D at the top of the state ballot? The fact that Governor Rick Perry is the R on the other side.
I think that's part of it. We've had enough time to see what Governor Perry's capable of not doing, and we're ready to have some changes.
That's a key point for White. Governor Perry has been in office for 10 years. His appointees control every corner of state government. That provides lots of opportunities for people to be irritated with something they can tie back to the governor's office, which led White to not just attack Perry during his convention speech, but to attack state agencies such as the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the Texas Education Agency, too.
We'll let our teachers, our educators, teach people how to learn rather than how to score a minimum grade on a multiple choice test.
Those lines drew cheers during the convention, but when delegates return home, Democrats are still left with the number 44. That's the percentage of the vote President Barack Obama got in Texas during his landslide victory in 2008. And even in the most favorable poll for White, including one that shows White and Perry tied, the Democratic candidate only gets 43%.
You know, you got to ask, you know, these political gurus about handicapping. I'll just tell you this, that I'm getting good response from the people of Texas. They're ready for a new governor.
Almost 49% of Republicans voted for someone other than Perry in the March GOP primary. And outside of the parties, a third of voters consider themselves independents. So the numbers are there for White to take advantage of the governor's long tenure. But on the flip side, this is a conservative state, and the Tea Party and others appear to be energizing even more conservatives to vote. All of which makes Bill White's road to the state capitol even bumpier. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.